takes off. Whatever you're planning, whether it's the adventure of a lifetime or you're looking for ways to take your business to the next level, Novuna has the right finance solutions for you. So, follow your passion, make something new happen, and get there sooner with Novuna. Find out more at novuna.co.uk.
Announcing over 1,000 nearly new vans at unbeatable prices at Motorpoint. Like just £25,999 for a 70 plate. Under 15,000 miles for Transit Custom. You won't find a van like this for less anywhere else. And you can drive away the same day. In store or at motorpoint.co.uk. Game on!
While stocks last, finance available. See online for price, promise, terms and conditions. VAT 20%.
Did you know 2/3 of postcodes in Britain are now playing People's Postcode Lottery? And you can see why on our website. Simply enter your postcode to find out what prizes players have won in your area. With the chance to win every single day, join your neighbours and play at postcodelottery.co.uk. You never know, we could be knocking on your door. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Someone's knocking at the door. Get an expert guide to all the latest speculation, signings and spending sprees with Simon Jordan's Football Business Roundup on TalkSport with Tesco Mobile for Business. From the latest deals worth knowing to where the big money transfers are going, get the inside track in one all-covering football finance feature. Simon Jordan's Football Business Roundup on TalkSport with Tesco Mobile for Business. Big mobile networks are raising your bills again. Join us for prices that stay fixed. Tesco Mobile, every little helps. For applicable terms and verification, see tescomobile.com/fixed prices.
Traffic and travel on TalkSport with Swinton Van Insurance. We know that your van is important to you, so we'll help you find insurance to keep it properly protected. Swinton Van Insurance.
In East Yorkshire, the M62 is blocked westbound after a car overturned between North Cave at Junction 38 and the Howden turnoff at Junction 37. In Berkshire, the M4 westbound is closed. That's been shut after a collision involving a coach between Thiel at Junction 12 and Junction 13 for Cheveley and the A34. And in Surrey and Staines, Thames Street, the A308, that's still shut for works between Church Street and Elmsley Road. I'm Adam Morgan.
If your car gets written off, we'll help you stress less. Churchill Insurance will pay you up to £100 for immediate travel expenses, like a taxi home, while we take care of your claim. Oh, yes. Chill. Churchill.
Car must be undrivable. Comprehensive cover only. Onward travel to one UK destination. Excludes glass only claims. Payment excludes weekends and bank holidays.
Tuesday night, live FA Cup football. Middlesbrough versus Spurs. Coverage from 6. Kick-off 7.55 on TalkSport 2.
FA Cup fifth round over the next 3 nights, and we'll be bringing you all the best of it here on TalkSport and TalkSport 2. And to mark the 150th anniversary, Richard Whitehead has written and compiled a beautiful book called The Cup, a pictorial celebration of the world's greatest football tournament. And he's joined us in the studio. Richard, good to see you.
Thank you very much for having me on, Chad.
Well done. I mean, I've not had a good chance to read it yet. We've just got our hard copies in. I've had a flick through. But the thing that you sent us a PDF a couple of days ago. But I think the picture research is amazing. This is such a well-known tournament. Mm. And a lot of the stories you're covering are known to people. But a lot of these pictures I haven't seen. So that is a feat in itself. Was that something you wanted to do?
Very much so, yeah. A friend of mine who you might know called Howard Wheatcroft, who used to be sports editor of the Daily Star. Hmm. He set me a rule, and I called it the Houchin rule.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want to see Keith Houchin's diving header in there again.
Yeah, no, nor do I. I'm a Tottenham fan.
Well, exactly. So of course you wouldn't. So part of the picture research was about finding new images that some people will have seen before, but are rarely seen, possibly.
And you've not done it. Another thing, nice thing, it's not kind of chronologically year after year.
No,
you've just picked out stories and different sort of
there are
stories.
Themes, the heroes, romance, obviously giant killers, managers, journeys, even, you know. So that there are different themes, and then it was a question of making the pictures work within those themes. Really.
Yeah, this from 1924. is when they sailed the SS Bernicia from Newcastle down to London's Wharf.
Yes, Newcastle fans heading to Wembley in a very unusual way.
Yeah, 300 Newcastle fans on a steamboat.
Yeah, and thousands to wave them off.
Yeah.
That's a magnificent image, isn't it?
Incredible picture.
The quay that side there in Newcastle is packed to wave them off.
There was a lot of stories. Obviously, there's a lot of words in the book as well that you've written. And one of them is, you go back to 1937, Millwall put faith in the healer. This is quite a story, isn't it?
It's an amazing story. Otto Stein... help me with the...
Steinberger.
Steinberger. Yes. Otto Steinberger was a refugee from the Nazis.
Yeah.
And a sculptor, and quite a well-known sculptor, I think. But he also specialised in manipulative techniques.
Right.
To cure injuries. And Millwall were facing this FA Cup semi-final against Sunderland, and they'd more or less written off their top striker and captain, Dave Magnall.
Yeah.
When the manager got a call from Otto, who said, I can fix him. I can fix him for you. So they were desperate. They said, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And he got him fit to play.
He looked a bit like James Robertson Justice. There's one for the kids. Toot Sweets Factory. He's got a big beard. He's got a trilby on and a long white coat.
But Millwall were astonished. They thought there was no way this their captain was going to play.
Yeah.
In the semi-final.
And he played in the game.
Yeah, fantastic. He made it.
Yeah, what's the common theme you found with the pictures and the history and writing about it? Did you find a common theme that creates the magic, as we call it, of the FA Cup?
Well, I think you are constantly reminded of just what a central part it plays in the story of our sporting nation, basically.
Yeah.
You know, there's a slightly pretentious phrase in one of the opening chapters. I think I'll call it a sporting Bayeux tapestry, but that's what it is, really.
Yeah, sure.
It's this thing that runs through 150 years and all these characters, all these amazing stories. And you're sure you're going to ask me about this in a minute, but, you know, it's rather sad that it doesn't occupy that same central place anymore.
Well, yeah, it's difficult. We talk about the magic of the FA Cup, and I think the eyes of the fans and stuff, it's still very much there. And as you say, every year a different story is thrown up, and many of them you've covered in the book. But here we are, we're playing, we've shawled it in midweek.
Yes.
We still play semi-finals at Wembley, which is a quite terrible idea. They do it for financial reasons, but they should never do it. It takes the edge off the final, whatever. Anybody. And so you kind of, you know, you sort of feel really... much of the magic of the FA Cup has been eroded by the FA, unfortunately.
I don't think the FA have been great custodians of it in the past.
I mean, it's their cup, you can't give it to someone else.
No, you can't. Really, I don't think they've been great custodians of it. And I don't think they've fought for it, really.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're kind of tied up into the bigger picture of the Premier League and more.
Absolutely, it's very difficult,
There's some fantastic, I mean, injuries you talk about, and some of them the kind of injuries that people used to get back in the day, you know, with Dave Whelan's in the book. I remember Mick Jones as a kid, when I'm Mick Jones, breaking his arm painfully, swinging in that cross at the end of
and
the
they,
game
they,
against
they made him go up to the Royal Box, whether he wanted to or not.
I mean, Troutman is the one, of course, isn't
yes.
he? But again, you've not gone for that
traditional
picture of Troutman.
That's in a different chapter.
Yeah.
But there's a lovely picture of Bert Troutman with Don Revy.
And he's in the dressing room. They're with the trophy and they're all smiling. And Bert, but Bert is touching his neck. It's a bit sore. You've broken it, Bert.
What an extraordinary story. I mean, he didn't know till about the Wednesday of the following week that he'd broken his neck. The surgeon said to him, you could have died.
There's Paul McCartney turning up at the 68 final as well.
That's a great
picture.
That brought together two of the great loves of my life, the FA Cup and the Beatles. So.
And, there are, I mean, the fans, you've got a whole section on fans, some fantastic fan pictures throughout the ages. There's one here, Taxi to the Palace, 1906.
Yes, the finals at the Crystal Palace, I don't know how much you know about those, but that really was a great occasion, even more than, you know, that was the north of the north and the Midlands.
Yeah.
That was the great day out in London, whether your team was playing or not.
Yeah.
People would book their trains months in advance before they knew the finalists. And there would be this great different ways of getting down to the Crystal Palace. And it really was a fantastic day in the capital in a way that even Wembley didn't quite manage, really.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things you notice from, you know, always is the banks and banks of people.
I mean, it was a terrible stadium, by the way. I mean, there was hardly any seats. Most people had to stand on a bank, which, if it had been raining during the week, it would be muddy and slippy.
Like Exeter City,
exactly.
You've got Alex Stock, who was, of course, the inspiration for Paul Whitehouse later years to do Ron Manager.
Ron the Manager, he was.
He was the Yeovil Town player manager. talking to his other players. They 1949, Yeovil takes stock after epic victory.
Well, they beat Sunderland, and that the Bank of England club, as Sunderland were called, and wow. You know, a very expensively assembled side. That's one of the greatest upsets, really.
Yeah.
Yeovil were in the Southern League. They had a reserve goalkeeper, and somehow they managed to beat Sunderland. One of the great upsets.
I mean, we've kind of, but there's a lot more recent pictures as well. So yeah. Not very up to some lovely colour action photography as well as everything else.
Yeah, you had to. I said earlier, didn't I, about I didn't want to do, before we came on, I didn't want to do a chronological history of the
or
cup.
The obvious well,
there were,
stories.
There
yeah.
were certain things you couldn't ignore. You couldn't hear you couldn't ignore the Matthews Cup final.
No.
You couldn't ignore Sunderland in 1973. And you can't ignore Ashley Cole or Arsene Wenger, you know, those 21st century titans of the competition.
Yeah. So. And of course, the Houchin rule, you have put in a picture of Ronnie Radford.
I have.
Which we do see all the time, but it's a fantastic
it's
picture.
It's the best
what
angle.
A brilliant angle of it.
That absolutely amazing goal I've ever seen. It's
turning
just,
all the kids in their parkas streaming on through the mud. Yeah.
It's that moment just before they're about to run on the pitch.
I mean, that's a very well-known story, but something that I'd forgotten was that the game was much postponed.
Yeah, yeah.
That was actually the fourth round Saturday.
Mm.
The next round was being played on that day. And Newcastle had been stuck down there all week, staying in Worcester, training on the race course, and they basically had to raid the Worcester branch of Cecil G to get their underpants because they basically ran out of clothes.
Fantastic.
So Newcastle's sort of preparation, to use a modern word that wasn't used then, was
fantastic.
Not great, really.
That sorts the men's from the boys, doesn't it, really? I see Alan St. Maximin getting his pants in Cecil G.
Getting his pants in Cecil G.
We'll find a branch of Cecil G. Fantastic. It was a lovely book.
Thank you very much.
Thank you ever so much for coming in, Richard.
No, thank you very
it's
much.
Published it's published by too. Pitch. It's a kind of coffee table-sized book. You'll find it at Amazon, all good bookshops, etc.
It's available for pre-order and it's published next Monday.
Oh, next Monday it comes out. Lovely book. And we thank you for coming in and chat about it.
Thank you very much for having me on, chaps.
Over the next few days. Just a reminder, two matches in the FA Cup tonight. Posh v Man City this evening. Jim Proudfoot and Dean Ashton will be there. Hugh Woosencroft, your host, for that one. And that's from 7 over on TalkSport 2. Borough versus Spurs. Ian Danter and Lucy Ward are your commentary team for that. And of course, you can get your calls into Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy, especially at Jamie if Tottenham manage to lose. You can poke him with sticks, obviously, as a Tottenham man. But that's on the Sports Bar from 10 o'clock.
Hawksby and Jacobs on TalkSport with Green King Pubs. Download the season ticket app and get 10% off drinks an hour before, during and after the game. Green King, your home of pub sport.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Double or treble your first goal scorer odds with Betfred's Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven. Available on all Premier League games this season, in-store or online.
Passionate about sport? Then Betfred!
Pre-match single bets only. Placed on the specified DDHH first goal scorer market in any 2021-22 Premier League game. Fulfilled in real cash and credited with settlement of the first goal scorer market. 90 minutes only, T&Cs apply. 18+, BeGambleAware.org.
Right, that's C.
Okay.
And that's G. Now you try.
Like this.
Oh, D hasn't just nailed the guitar lesson. She's only gone and cinched it. Just like she cinched her motor. There's over 1,000 cars added every week, and only the highest quality cars make the cut. So you can be certain you've absolutely cinched it. Here, we should do a song together. Buying a car? Don't just nail it, cinch it.
Driving is not a game. If you tailgate the car in front, the closer you get, the less time you'll have to react. Don't be a space invader. Leave at least a 2-second gap. Search National Highways for more information.
It's time to grab a last chance winter deal at Screwfix. So whatever job you've got on, you can get it done and save big. But don't wait around. These last chance deals must end 6th of March. Order through our app or at screwfix.com for click and collect. Or shop in store. Screwfix, here when you need us. While stocks last, prices valid until at least 4 p.m. 6th of March.